Okay.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How's your day going?
Good.
Happy to hear that. So let me just confirm a couple things here, make sure we got everything right. Now, for service area, she put 3 hours, so you guys would be willing to go up to a couple hundred miles.
Well, yeah, we've been, I try not to, but the work has been kind of slow, so we've been working in the early, you know, in the area of Burley, Idaho, and McCall area.
Gotcha. Now, what if I could narrow down the area? That way you don't have to drive as far, but still target, you know, popular areas with high incomes, you know, the type of jobs you want, type of, you know, customer clientele that you want, and that way you don't have to travel and you still get the, you know, the business you're looking for. Would that be better?
Well, I'd prefer working up in Boise and Eagle area, Meridian. That's right.
Eagle and Meridian. Okay. And would that be a 50-mile radius from your location, or is it a little farther?
Yes. Yeah.
It is? 50, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Because that's the first tier of pricing would be 50 miles. So the main difference is the way that we use the ads. So it'd be Facebook versus Google ads. Now, Facebook, of course, is great, but you get actually more clicks because they're only 10 cents per click versus with Google Ads, it's about $10. And you get up to 100 miles, but I think for you, I think 50 should still be okay. You'll still be able to go to Eagle, Boise, Meridian, and, you know, get what you're looking for. Now, is there specific, like, service you offer, like specialty maybe that you'd want to be found for the most, you know, when people search?
Well, we do siding and we do decking. Siding, resides. Mm-hmm. Our specialty is we do reside. So on existing homes that have a need of having their siding to be redone because it's old and it's falling apart.
Right.
So we do that. And then we also do brand new siding on brand new construction. And then we also do repairs on siding. So if they need to have just a little, you know, a few boards replaced or whatever,
right?
Window trim replaced, that kind of stuff. We also then do decking. We go install new deck or repair existing decks.
Install and repair. Okay, perfect. Because this will serve as your keywords too, so that's good to know. Now, also, the other reason I ask about that is because I can do a potential search for the area, like for just potential searches that are showing up, you know, over the last 30 days. So just for siding, we're looking at about 2,700. Now, that's why I did siding in general, because it's obviously a bigger number. But since you do all those type of jobs, you know, just those are still potential searches that you could capitalize on. Now, the main thing that we're doing is just making sure you're more searchable, right? So when they search, you become one of those options because they can't choose you if you're not one of the options on the first page. Unfortunately, most people don't scroll much further than that. So that's why it's where we focus, you know, it's where the money is, right? But we don't just put you on the first page of Google. Okay, you're also on all the most popular local directories, you know, within that radius, and even voice-activated searches like Alexa, like I said, the Facebook ads. And they use some really cool marketing tools with that, too. I'll give you an example. So say like a potential client, right, was searching for siding. They found you on the first page, but they didn't call you right then. Later on, when they're in their Facebook, you know, looking through pictures or whatnot, your ad pops up like reminding them, hey, you were looking for a siding contractor. They click on the ad, boom, call goes straight to you. I'm sure you've probably even had an experience like that yourself, right, where you're searching for something. Later on, you start to see ads popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So instead of it being annoying, it can actually make you some money. It's very effective. They call that retargeting, by the way. Now, as for the pricing, I know that's always important. Now, let's see here. You guys are within your first 2 years, okay? So if you're within 5 years of business, that they do qualify that as a new business. So they have a credit called the new business credit that can help you quite a bit with the pricing. Just to let you know how much, I'll give you the breakdown. So the package that I'll be quoting you for the 50 miles with all the ads, you know, your Google directories, everything we talked about, tech team, I mean, you name it, it's a full service marketing package. It would usually be $5.99 with the $2.99 setup fee, but with the credit, it actually brings it down to just $299, and then they bring that setup fee down to $99. So just to break that down, instead of $898, we're looking at just $398. So it's quite a bit of a difference. And then it also does include anything for the setup, you know, website if needed. I mean, you name it, anything marketing wise. Now, like I said, it's all also put popular directories like Bing. You know, if they search on Bing, you'll still pop up on the first page. Yahoo, Apple, voice-activated searches like Alexa. I mean, they could be talking to their phone, car, you name it. You know, you're still popping up. Now, from what I went over so far, was there any questions about how any of it works, the placement, you know, anything like that?
Well, I've been thinking about getting, on Facebook, because I do have a website that my daughter-in-law set up for me. If you pull up Stellar Ventures Idaho, you'll on Google, it pulls up, but this, obviously not on the first page.
Right.
But
Stellar Ventures Idaho
LLC. That's my company name, Stellar Ventures Idaho.
Idaho LLC. So, yeah, okay, here we go. And then this is the website as well. What's the URL for, do you guys have, what is it?
URL is like the web address or?
Right, the web address, exactly. Sorry.
contact us at Stellar Ventures Idaho or Mike at Stellar Ventures Idaho, LLC.
StellarVenturesIdaho.com?
Yeah. Well, no, if you pull up, not .com. So you go contact us at Stellar Ventures Idaho.
Contact us at StellarVenturesIdaho.com.
Yep.
Okay. So you have to type it all as one word, you mean?
Yeah. Contact us at StellarVenturesIdaho.com. A bit of a long, lengthy name.
Yeah, I was going to say we could probably kind of streamline that for you too. And then actually, like I said, we can still use the same URL if you want, or we can get you, a new one more, like I said, streamlined. And then also, this is like a fully functional site. So you can have like scheduling and billing for clients if you wanted. We can have, your testimonies, reviews, pictures, content. You're instrumental in creating it. So it's not just like we slap it on there and like, here you go. We actually have you get your approval on everything and make sure it's like what you're looking for. If wanted. And it's included in that. So I always say, why not? Unless you guys already have a fully functional site, you know?
Well, we created that, probably 3-4 months ago. Technically, I've been in Idaho since February of last year, so we're like a little over a year and a half or so. Since we've been in Oregon, I actually re-registered the business. I believe it was the end of last year, December, or first part of this year, I think. I closed down Oregon. Stellar Ventures is what was Oregon, and then re-registered the Idaho one. I believe it was the first of this year.
Oh, okay. Got you. There it is. And I think I found the website. It's Igorov. That's the last name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm looking at you. I love the beard.
Thank you.
You've been growing that one for a while, right?
All my life. Never shaved.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, I got a pretty big beard myself, though. So I'm a bearder. I appreciate a good beard. Okay,
yeah.
For sure. It's like your safety net. You know what I mean?
People don't know me from before.
Right? Imagine if you shaved it. Yeah, completely different. Like I said, I mean, any other questions? Maybe what's included, or I'll give you the rundown. Oh, okay.
Go. Give me the rundown.
So basically, first thing they do, right? We get you verified on Google, because obviously, right now, when you search the name, not everything is popping up as it should, right? Like for searchability. So what we do is once we get you verified on Google, then you have a Google Business Profile, or what a lot of people know it as is Google My Business. That once we get you verified on that, that allows you to be like we. optimize that profile, basically, right? So they just need an address. What they do is they send like a postcard in the mail. You send that postcard back, boom, you're verified. Now, along the same process, we just get like what keywords that you want to be showing up for, your hours of operation, you know, how everything would appear to your clients, right? What keywords you want to be found for, the specific areas. Like I said, we can narrow it down to, you know, zip codes if you wanted. So basically everything as it's going to appear online, all the information you want to get ready for, like if you wanted to build the website. Pretty quick process though, about 10, 15 minutes. And then from there, I set you up with our technician and they basically would go over, you know, how you want everything to look, send them your pictures or content that you have, you know, the technical side basically. But first we just take care of logistics. The address that I have is 27669 Bonner Road. Is that good for the verification or?
Yes, that's in Wilder. So we're about 30 minutes or so from Boise area.
Yep. Okay.
So gotcha. is that going to work for Boise being in our 50-mile range?
Yeah, because I think it's about an hour is about 50 miles, I think, more or less. You could say so.
Well,
yeah,
we're traveling here is 65 miles an hour, so I always figure, you know, 65, 70 miles is a typical hour of travel.
Oh, well, there you go. Perfect. Okay, so that helps with the math. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, and if it's 30 minutes, yeah, that's no problem at all. That'll cover that. And actually probably more. Would you want to narrow it down to counties or is cities or zip codes probably better for you?
Well, the counties we service would be Boise area, I think is Boise County and Ada County. Let's see here. The county we live in right now is Canyon County. And then up in McCall, we do a lot of work too. It's Valley County.
Because we could cover those four. Would that cover all the cities that you're looking to cover if we got Ada, Canyon, and Valley? And Boise?
Is Boise County, Boise, east side of the Boise, I believe, is in Boise County, isn't it?
I'm looking at a map here, guys. Yep, it is. Yeah.
Okay. So we do like Boise County, Ada County, Canyon County, and then Valley County. Is CUNA, because I service the CUNA area, that's, I believe, is in, what county is that in? The town of CUNA?
CUNA.
K-U-N-A.
K-U-N-A. Okay, one second. CUNA. It's Ada. It's in Ada County.
Okay. I kind of figured it was either there. So we're still in that. Covered those four counties, I think we should be fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the keywords,
One more question.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Weezer. We service the Weezer area as well. It's Weiser. I think that's
SDR Weezer. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Idaho. Let's see. That is in Washington County, actually.
Okay, so let's add Washington County to that too.
Okay. Washington County. And then the technician, you know, once I get you set up and everything, get processed and all that, he, like, obviously whatever time is best for you to speak with him, but he'll actually go over specifics like, you know, how you want the radius to look, the shape, if there's certain ones you want to leave out, you know, so he can shape it better. But, I mean, usually counties is the best way because I think it covers, especially if it's in the areas you are looking to work, it's going to cover more than just doing certain zip codes or cities.
Yeah, because we do quite a bit of work up in the Boise area, Meridian, and then Eagle, Star. But I think all of those towns are inside those five counties.
Yeah. From what I was looking at, it looked like most of those were in there. Now, also with the keywords, like I said, now, I know it's mostly siding, what we went over before, but do you have any other, you can have up to 15 keywords, so that's why I ask, because you can have quite a bit.
Well, siding is our main. Reside is another, we could probably use that as a keyword. Reside or residing.
Okay, so siding, residing.
Repair.
Like siding repair?
Siding repair, yep. So I don't know if you want to call that a separate keyword, siding repair.
Yeah, you know, the more specific you are, the more likely you'll get extra hits from them, because it's whatever specific word, right? So it's good to have siding just in general, because anytime they search anything with the word siding in it, you'll pop up. And we have siding repair, and then, let's see, you said also for residing, that would be a good one.
Yep.
Okay, and then what about... Now, for the decking, I put deck install, deck repair.
Deck install, deck repair, yep, sounds good. Well, I'm just drawing a blank right now.
Let's see.
Deck resurfacing, deck resurfacing.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one. Deck ceiling, or... Or is that kind of what that's
saying? No, that would be, because that would, some people actually do, like, they'll put concrete in a deck. We don't do that.
But that's what that pertains to. Okay, yeah, my mistake.
I think that that'd be more pertaining to that.
Yeah. Okay, and then, now, there's some specifics on your Angie's here. Exterior trim repair, vinyl. I think it's always good to be, like I said, more specific, so I can put those specific types too.
Let's do that too.
Yeah, because then they, you know, if they search that specific type of siding too, then you'll pop up as well.
Because we do wood siding, Hardy, H-A-R-D-I-E. It's a
H-A-R-D-I-E, Hardy, you said?
Hardy. James, it's actually called James Hardy. So J-A-M-E-S, and then Hardy,
James
H-A-R-D-I-E.
Siding.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Yeah. The more the merrier, right? So, let's see. So what we got so far?
And then vinyl replacement or vinyl repair. We do that as well. Let's see. Hardy replacement or repair. We do that as well. And then wood or cedar siding. We can either call that two separate. Wood would be wood generally refer to either Douglas fir or cedar siding.
Cedar siding, okay.
Yep. And then a word composite siding, it kind of covers other types of siding, which would be either vinyl or true wood, you know.
Perfect. So let's count how many we have, because if we have space, let's put that too, right? So 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yep. So everything we went over, we put them all. So what I have is siding, siding repair, residing, deck install, deck repair, window trim, deck resurfacing, exterior trim repair, vinyl install, vinyl repair, wood fiber. Now, what about this one, the wood fiber cement siding? Is that, could we shorten that down, or is there a more, like, common name use for that?
It's actually not wood fiber, it's cement fiber.
Oh, I see. It's a slash, wood fiber, cement fiber. Okay, that's why.
Yeah. Well, it's actually in my, I think that's, you're looking at my website or you're looking at Angie's?
I'm looking at the Angie's, yeah.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as wood fiber.
What you're doing, you're good. Just, there's no such thing as wood fiber. It's cement fiber.
Okay.
There's a couple of things on my website that I need to, I mean, Angie's List, that they, the way they listed it is just, you know,
I hear that a lot.
Wood fibers does not exist.
Right.
But
yeah,
cement fiber, that's
wood. Right.
Right. It's wood is wood. You can't have wood fiber.
You can't have fiber. Right. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Right. Exactly.
Although
that's
kind of partially untrue too, because of some of the trim, they put some wood in there, but it's actually a composite.
Oh, like
fiber.
With the other. Right. Okay.
Yeah. They're, you know, it's like, there's some wood in there, but it's a fibrous product still. So, in kind of in a way, it's wood fiber. But I don't like to, complicate it. So we just call wood is wood. That's that's a natural product.
So just wood siding would probably be the best way, right?
Yeah, wood siding, and wood siding typically covers all types of wood, whatever wood it is. But some people I like to put in their cedar siding because they kind of associate cedar siding separate from wood siding.
Right. Yeah. That's why I wanted to put all of them just in case, whatever they search, you're still going to pop up,
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Like I said, the more the merrier for sure. And then now the company itself is licensed and insured, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you guys already have like a Facebook business page set up as well?
I have not. I've been trying to. I'm going to have. I need to get one set up, but I do not have one set up yet.
Oh, okay. Because they actually include that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Because, yeah, if you have a Facebook page that's already set up, they can just build the business page from there. Oh, you don't even have a personal one?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I do not even have a personal one. Here's the thing. I'm not a I'm 60 years old, so, all this stuff came up, since, when we were kids, we didn't have any of this. So I'm not social at all on the internet. So to me, all of this is kind of way above and beyond me. I realize that the world we live in today is, I need to be, for people to know who I am, because the work that we do, I would say this simply as, without boasting or anything, our work is top-notch. Everybody that we've done work with, all of our customers are extremely happy. But people don't know about us yet because we're still fairly new in this area.
Right. So you being on the first page of Google and having good digital marketing would only help that even more with word of mouth and everything you're looking to get, right?
Yes.
For sure. Okay, great. So, it sounds like it'd be a good fit. Now, what about hours of operation? You want that to show as like an 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday?
That's good,
Okay. Let's see. And then no Saturday then?
We do work Saturdays when we need to finish the job or something.
Oh, okay. But for like calling you for like setting up work or inquiring,
I'm open Monday through Friday. 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, typically. That gives me Saturday and Sunday for family.
I like to say the same, because for me, it's got to at least be the weekend. You got to have some time with the family, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And then for contact with clients, like for them to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay for them to contact you?
Yes.
That's going to be okay. Okay, perfect.
I prefer phone better because it's, quick, and because I'm on my phone, I answer that a lot quicker.
All the time.
Email, I have to, I'm just not as, phone.
You don't get to it as much, right?
I don't get to it as much, though.
Yeah, so you might miss, okay. Well, we can start it off with phone and text. And then add on the email later, like as you, feel so inclined, that's fine too. But I understand because I'm usually looking at my phone too, so I get it. I wanted to ask because I used to live in Idaho. I'm from Washington State.
Okay.
Is the weather over there, is it still pretty cold over there right now, or?
No, we're having 100-degree weather.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think I ever had that in
Washington. 95 yesterday is supposed to be, we're supposed to get 4 or 5 days of close to or over 100 degrees this week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's,
we're,
I mean,
we are in the southern part. We're in the southern part, Boise area. Last year we actually had 35 days of over 100 degree days.
Oh, wow. Almost
so
a month
it's
straight.
It's not as cold. Yeah, it was over a month straight. Yeah, so, but, you know, this year we wasn't as, normally out here we get about a week, maybe 2 weeks of, 100 degree. Otherwise it's in the 80s, 90s for the summertime.
Oh, wow.
Nice,
yes,
long,
definitely.
Real long summer.
Heating it up for the summer for sure. Yeah. I don't even remember that ever getting that hot in Washington. It's mostly just, I'd say maybe 80. Maybe 90 the closest, but yeah, it's a little rainy over there, so when it would be hot, there's like a little bit of humidity.
Yeah,
I'm no good with the humidity.
We don't have humidity here, nowhere near as much. It's in the 30 percentile during the day most of the time.
Right, like easy to deal with, yeah, not too bad.
A lot easier, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, it's the humidity that gets me. Now we got the address, so it's 27669, and then the phone number for contact with clients, like for them to call you, would be the 208-615 then?
Yeah.
And then what's a good email for you, Mike?
Stellar Venture, S-T-E-L-L-A-R, mm-hmm. Venture, V-E-N-T-U-R-E, L-L-C, @gmail.com.
@gmail. So that's Stellar Venture without the S, LLC,
yep.
@gmail.com,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure, because sometimes when you want to put the S, someone else has already taken the email, so that's why you have to put it without the S. So it's always double check
right,
that.
I tried that Stellar Ventures LLC. Well, I wanted just Stellar Ventures, but that was already
right.
Taken, so I had to do the Stellar Venture LLC.
Exactly. That's why I like to double check, because sometimes it's the exact name of the business, but other times, yeah, you don't have the luxury.
I would like to see if I can create a Mike at Stellar Venture Idaho.com. I have it set up. I don't know if you're able to check it or not to see if we have that email.
I can. Yeah, sure. Give it to me one more time.
Mike at Stellar Ventures
at
Idaho.
Ventures with the S this time, Idaho.
.com. Yep.
So that's Mike.
We could probably see if we can streamline some of this to make it a little shorter. If it's available, like say Mike at StellarVentures.com. So we eliminate the Idaho, I like things to be more the same, more streamlined. I mean, more the same.
Yeah.
Because we do have contact us at StellarVenturesIdaho.com. So I think I'd be fine with Mike at StellarVenturesIdaho.com.
Yeah, I think that's better. It's like you said, more streamlined, kind of rolls off the tongue better. Easier to access too,
mm-hmm.
which everything's about right. convenience. That's why this service is so popular. You know, convenience, people finding you easier means more business because
yeah,
you know, that's just
the
way the world, like you
said. And the company name is Stellar Ventures Idaho. So if we have the emails the same way, that way, it all comes, easier to remember, so to speak, maybe.
Right.
Dealing with Stellar Ventures Idaho, that way they're, they know who the company is, and when they go to the email, well, it's Stellar Ventures Idaho. So, Mike
exactly.
and Stellar
the
Ventures
more cohesive,
Idaho
the better. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I send an email to this email, you'll be able to see if it came through.
The Stellar Venture LLC.
And Mike at StellarVenturesIdaho.com.
I don't know. I don't know if I have it set up yet or not. I was trying to have my daughter-in-law. I know she set up the website with contact at Stellar Ventures Idaho. That I do
right.
have.
Okay, so what we can do is just kind of, I have the technician check if that's an active email, like, because they'll obviously have access to the site and everything. And then we can kind of just go from there, whether you guys want to, keep that URL and build a new site, or keep that site, you know, totally up to you. However, you can pick the technician's brain about that. But it is included if you guys wanted a new site. That's why I just like to ask.
Yeah, okay. Well, I prefer that we use the, because I have a tight, I work with WordPress on that website. WordPress is the one that's actually where we set up the website. And they have
That's actually what they use too, so perfect.
Yep, and so the Titan app, then so when you send an email to contact us, Stellar Ventures Idaho, then I, you know, it should pop up on my phone that somebody sent me an email.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is address not found. Let me just repeat it. Mike@StellarVenturesIdaho.com, right? That should be it.
Mm-hmm. So if address is not found, then we haven't set it up yet then.
Then, yeah, the technician can help with that too. I mean, like I said, it's all included. So the last step is just the payment. Then I can set you up with the technician's time. Would you be able to do that, today? Do you have time today to meet with him, or is like tomorrow morning better?
No, probably today would be fine. Now,
it's better
payment
sooner.
You said payment is what, $299?
Right, exactly.
Now, that includes setting all of this up and,
Right. Now, if we're going to set up the programming with the website and everything, it's an extra $99, but that's a one-time payment. So just to break it down, like how I broke it down with you before, it's $398 for the first payment, and then every payment after is still the $299, because that one-time payment is just for the programming and the website. Does that make sense?
Now, the $299 is what, is that monthly or what?
Yeah, that's monthly. So how it works is it's a flat fee that covers everything that we went over, every single thing. So it's always the same each month. It's not based on clicks or zip codes or jobs. It's just a flat fee that covers a marketing package. So that way you can budget it more and, you know, it's more economically viable,
okay.
I guess is the phrase.
Okay, so my thoughts are, because I'm paying Angie's sometimes, you know, $1,000, $2,000 a month. Much prefer my own advertising, being on first page, you know, with the proper website and mm-hmm. Facebook. At some point, I may not need to pay Angie's. They're absorbent.
Exactly.
They're very absorbent, please.
Oh no, I've heard like people owing, like you said, thousands per month and you're not really seeing a lot of return, right? Maybe you're getting bad leads or they don't answer.
Exactly.
Whatever.
I've got 12 leads and out of 12, I was able to close 3.
Right, which isn't a good conversion rate.
No, it's only, not even 25%. My thoughts are, you know, I would rather have better, more of my own advertising that works for me.
Exactly.
$300 a month would be, you know, one thing compared to thousands of dollars a month.
Exactly. And most people do end up paying that $500 to $1,000 with Angie's and they're having the same problem as you are. So with this, it's more customized, right? Personalized. And the funny thing about Angie's is they actually get those leads from a Google listing. A lot of people don't know that. They put out a Google ad listing within any popular area, say like your own, and then those leads that they get from there, you know, whether they're good or not, they're just taking them all and selling them at, you know, wholesale to you and I think about 5 to 7 other people at the same time when those come up. So what we're doing is just cutting out the middleman and saving you a bundle.
So to further go further on this, so being that as long as I pay that $299 a month, I'll be on that first, the customer looks up at any of those 13 or 14 keywords, my ad will come up the first.
Exactly. So when they do a search for any of those keywords, any 15 of those keywords, siding, decking, all the ones we went over, they search within that 50-mile radius, you're popping up on the first page, and you become one of those options. Like, I'm sure you searched for a restaurant or something before, right? You see the map that pops up, and there's like 3 to 5 businesses that are listed right there on the top.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. Because that's what catches, whatever it is, convenience, recommendation from Google, catches your eye, whatever it is, that's where people search. Statistically, they found 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses because, like I said, whatever reason it is, convenience, whatever, that's where the money is.
Yeah. Okay.
So much better. And it's more active. It's kind of what, and you actually have us at your disposal too. Like if you want to run a new promotion, you know, it's not limited like the Angie's. Like we actually help you with like a full on marketing, you know, like page and action, you know, promotions, everything, you know, we're at your disposal Monday through Friday.
So, but those would be the right, you know, running the promotions or whatever. That would be an additional advertising cost.
No, actually, you'd be surprised to hear. Actually, the it's included. All the ad spends are included in that monthly payment. Now, if you wanted to later down the road, say you're really happy with it, I can add Google ads on there for you, and then we can kind of see how it gauges because there's actually a tracking system that we have, so you can track all this. We can see what areas are being searched in the most, the keywords that are most popular or least popular. That way we can optimize. So it's all, like I said, and that's all included in that. So there's no additional cost.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give it a try then.
Yeah, worth a shot for sure, right? Now, I think we've got everything already set up, right, the logistic part. But for the payment, the address will be the same, the 27669.
Yep.
The on Bonner Road? Okay. And then the card is in your name? Is it a business card with the business name on there as well?
Both, yeah.
It is both? Okay. And then, now is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
A Visa.
Okay. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready, Mike.
4478.
Okay.
2700.
Got it.
0134-8071.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 4478-27-000-134-8071.
Yep.
Okay, and the expiration?
December 25th.
December 25th. Okay. So that's December 2025, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the number on the back?
018.
Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, like with the technician and everything. Now there's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay.
The answer is Murka, M-U-R-K-A.
Murka. That's a cool name. Was that a dog?
Cat.
Cat. Nice. We actually just got a new cat. Her name is Luna. Cool. Like, kind of looks like the moon. It's pretty cool. I like the name Murka, though. Where'd
Russian.
You get that from? Russian. Okay.
I'm Russian, the nationality, so.
Igorov, right. Okay.
Yep.
See, that's funny. I didn't make that connection until you said that. That's a cool name though. And is that your son there on the website? Fred?
Yes, my son Theodore or Fred.
Nice. Gotta love the family business, man. I always love helping family businesses.
Thank you.
For sure, man. And I mean, congrats on having a business during, you know, all the craziness going on in the past 3 years. You know, it's not easy.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. It's not been easy either. I've always been in business all my life. Mm-hmm. I've had various businesses, but this has been a little bit harder to get off the ground.
Oh, this particular business?
Well, no, I've always been in business in one type or another. Siding is something that, I enjoy. But we wanted to move to Idaho because the weather is better, the politics are better. It's a better state than Oregon because we moved from
right.
The Valley area, from Woodburn, Oregon. But, there's quite a bit of competition here. So not people not knowing who we are has been, you know, very rather hard to get, you know, get our
school. A little challenging.
Challenging. Right. Everybody we've done work with have been extremely happy because that's what, you know, means that we're a family business. I'm able to, you know, really concentrate on making sure that the work is top, you know, is the best out there. And I like to make sure that the customer is extremely happy. That is my number one priority. But
of course,
you know,
that should be,
people don't know who we are. It takes time to kind of build that up.
Yeah, especially in a new area where you just moved, there can be a lot of, you know, overhead and kind of movement that you got to do. It takes time, but this
is
definitely going to help expedite the process for sure.
So, have you ever heard a thing called Alignable? It's another kind of a web app, web thing.
Alignable? No, actually. Can you give me a little explanation?
I don't know much about them, but I clicked on it one time, and they're sending you tons of things. They get businesses together, other businesses talking to, you know, original, you know, to businesses and trying to build up business that way. But I don't know. I've not really got into much of it, so I just thought maybe you heard about it.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now. Let's see. Huh. Yeah, it's like networking with businesses, kind of helping local businesses.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
networking with, networking.
It's like networking with, right, interesting. That's cool. I'll have to look into that more. So you said they've been contacting you.
Oh, yeah, they've been emailing me constantly about things. But I'm just so darn busy with what we got going on right now. I just, here's the thing. I like working directly with the customer. Rather than going through a builder, or going through, somebody that, you know, finds leads like Angie's, to me, I prefer going direct to the customer. I prefer the customer calling me, and then I meet with the customer. We go over, what it is that they're looking for, a need, what their need is to get, you know, to get done. I lay out, what is available, and then we get, you know, go through choices. And then, you know, everything is done through with me as the contractor direct to the customer rather than going through a builder or, you know, Angie's List or something like that. So that's the way I prefer to work.
Right.
Basically cut out the middleman. The advertising.
Yeah, like we were saying. Exactly.
So,
and, you know, with this, they call you directly. Like when they find you the listing, right, and they click. That call goes to you only, right? There's some exclusivity to it. You can cherry pick the business you want without worrying about paying for every lead that comes through.
Right.
And then, of course, you're getting them in the moment they want the job done when they're actually doing the search. So there's way higher probability it turns into a job. All you have to do is just be your normal, charming self, and the work will do the rest, right? Like you said, it speaks for itself.
Exactly.
Now, I was about to process payment, but I got insufficient funds. Now, is that maybe on my end there was a mistake, or?
No, that's probably on my end. My payroll is, we've been really tight this month, so I got to put some funds in there. I think my payroll just processed. Before you called, I was going to call them and make sure the funds are there.
Okay, so maybe I'll just give you a call, let you check real quick, and then I can call you back here, and, I mean, what's good for you?
Yeah, give me a half hour.
Okay, yeah, I'll call you back in here in 30, okay? We'll talk soon. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.